Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, how are you feeling today?
I'm good.
Really? I'm a little itchy.
You are?
I think I'm allergic to something.
It's not me.
No, I'm not allergic to you. In fact, I'm just lying, because actually being allergic is the topic of our lesson today.
That's right. And the keyword is alérgico.
Alérgico, meaning allergic.
That's right. Okay. Alérgico. Okay. All so right. This is going to be someone at a restaurant, and he's choosing something from, you know, the menu. And he's like, please pay attention to this because I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, that could be serious.
Yeah. You know, there's people that actually, you know, their throats go...
They close up and their tongues swell up. And it's awful.
They have to go
to the hospital.
Yes. I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah.
That's
usually
bad.
They carry EpiPens in their pockets and you can jab themselves in the leg.
Epi what?
EpiPens. It's called an EpiPen.
What is that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you during the dialogue.
Okay.
Okay, let's listen three times.
Dialogue. First time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Second time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Third time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Okay, we're back, and I think Liliana understands what an EpiPen is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
hope you were listening for the keyword, which is alérgico. And right now, I think we're going to do a translation.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
I want the chocolate cake.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
I want the chocolate cake.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate. Está bien.
Fine.
Está bien.
That's good.
Está bien. ¿El pastel tiene nueces?
Does the cake have nuts?
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
Does the cake have nuts?
¿El pastel tiene nueces? No, no tiene.
No, it doesn't have any.
No, no tiene.
No, it doesn't have any.
No, no tiene. ¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Are you sure? 'Cause I'm allergic.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Are you sure? 'Cause I'm allergic.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Okay, you know, with nut allergies, which we have here, nueces, right?
Nueces.
You don't want to fool around.
No.
Right? You don't even want to be in the same room as a peanut.
I know.
All right? Okay, shall we break down the language here?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with the first sentence, which is, I want the chocolate cake. Now, Lily, how do you say I want?
Quiero.
Quiero.
Quiero. Okay,
that's I want. Now, that's the verb querer.
That's right.
Okay, and it means to want or to love.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the person is not saying I love chocolate cake, but I want chocolate cake. Okay. Now, let's see. How do we say cake?
Pastel.
Pastel. Now, I think he's either pointing to a menu or he saw some cake on the way in. So he's got in mind which cake. So he wants the cake, which is?
El pastel.
El pastel, right? Now, how do we make it chocolate cake?
Chocolate.
Chocolate is the word for chocolate.
Yes.
Okay.
Chocolate cake is de chocolate.
Okay. So that de, what does that do? It tells you what ingredient, isn't it?
Yes. It basically tells you what kind of cake it is.
Okay.
So with every type of cake, we do that. Pastel de zanahoria.
Okay. That's a carrot cake.
Pastel de manzana.
That's an apple cake.
Pastel de tres leches.
Okay, that's a three cream cake.
My favorite! I love this cake.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. Ugh. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, let's continue, yeah. So let's put it all together for the folks. I want the chocolate cake.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate. That is a great phrase for people to learn, I think. The waitress responds, that's fine.
Está bien.
Está bien. Okay. Now, folks, I could break this down for you, and you could break it down into está, which is to be, and you can break it down into bien, which is good or fine or well,
mm-hmm.
or you can just kind of chunk it, right?
Yeah.
You can just get this as a general, like, agreement. All
yeah,
right?
Just chunk it up.
Let's do that. Okay. So, Lily, I'd like the chocolate cake.
Está bien.
Está bien. All right. That's good. She's probably writing it down in her little pad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the customer wants to check if there's nuts in the cake. So he asks, does the cake have nuts?
El pastel tiene nueces.
Okay. El pastel tiene nueces. Now, we already know the way you say the cake is...
El pastel.
And we know that from the first line. Okay, so the question is, does the cake have nuts? So what is this word tiene?
Tiene, it has.
It has. Now, that's the verb tener.
That's right.
Okay. So the cake, it has what? It has nuts.
Mm-hmm. Nueces.
Nueces. That's the word for nuts, right? Now, if I say the cake, it has nuts, it doesn't sound like a question.
No.
No.
Is that here, the question is like, el pastel tiene nueces? You just do the intonation.
Oh, intonation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you just say, el pastel tiene nueces, you're saying... That the cake actually has nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you do this, el pastel tiene nueces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's easy. So one more time. Does the cake have nuts?
El pastel tiene nueces.
And the answer is, nope, doesn't have any.
No, no tiene.
Okay, no, no tiene. So the first no is?
No.
All right, no means no. The second no is not, right?
Mm-hmm.
No tiene. And there's the verb tiene again, which it has. So it has not or it doesn't have. Now, Lily, where's the word for any?
There's none.
There's none? That's the way to say it doesn't have any?
Yes.
Okay, no tiene.
No tiene.
Yeah. All right, so there's no nuts. Okay. Now, the dude is a little bit skeptical. He says, are you sure?
Segura.
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 Okay, that means like sure, right?
Yeah.
Now, why does it end in an A?
Because it's a waitress.
Oh.
He's talking to a waitress, so it's a she, so you say segura. If it was a guy, he would say seguro.
Okay. All right, segura?
Seguro.
Okay. So he asks, are you sure? Because I'm allergic.
Porque soy alérgico.
Okay. Now, what's the word for because?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Okay. ¿Por qué means because.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to skip the word soy and skip over to the word for allergic.
Alérgico.
Alérgico means allergic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't have anything to say about that, except it kind of looks like allergic.
It does.
If I'm looking it on the page, it looks like allergic to me.
Yeah, it just has a little accent on the E.
Oh, that's,
alérgico.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back to the verb, which was soy. Now, what is that, Lily?
I am.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the verb ser.
That's right.
And when you say I am, you say soy.
Soy.
Okay. Now that I've taken this totally out of order, let's put it back together. Are you sure? Because I'm allergic.
Segura, porque soy alérgico.
All right. Folks, why don't you listen to the dialogue 3 more times while I go get some chocolate cake?
Dialogue, first time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Second time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
Third time.
Quiero el pastel de chocolate.
Está bien.
¿El pastel tiene nueces?
No, no tiene.
¿Segura? Porque soy alérgico.
All right, folks, we're back, and I want to do a little bit of a pronunciation lesson today, and I want to pronounce the letter G. All right. Now, as you know, in English, we do a hard G. We're like grape, Gatsby. What's another word? Great. Right. It's a hard G. The air stops in our mouth. It's like g. Right.
Mm-hmm.
In Spanish, it's not quite like that. If Lily asks me if I'm sure.
Seguro.
Seguro. There's like a suave Mexican G in there. Right.
Yeah.
It's not like seguro.
No,
right?
No, no. It's gugu, seguro.
Mm-hmm.
Como gugu. When you say that to a kid, it's like goo.
Right. It's a very gentle G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whereas, you know, maybe where I'm from, you'd say gugu, gugu, gu.
No.
And that's exactly what the kid would do. He'd laugh.
I know.
So this G in seguro is not the only G we have in our dialogue. We also have letter G in the word for allergic.
Alérgico.
Alérgico. Now, Lily, that letter G doesn't sound like the first letter G at all.
I know. It sounds like an H, right?
It sounds like an H, but I would say alérgico.
Yeah, no. It's alérgico.
Okay, you have to...
Yeah.
You have to kind of hiss a little. You have to make a smile with your face and show your teeth. Alérgico. Alérgico. Okay. Now, how do I know if the G is going to be a G or a G?
Because there's an I after.
Oh, alérgico.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, that's the pronunciation lesson.
Okay, JP, tell me, are you allergic to something?
I have all kinds of allergies.
Are you serious?
I'm allergic to pollen.
You
I'm
are?
I'm allergic to cats. I'm allergic to penicillin.
You are?
I am, yeah.
Wow.
I get itchy hives all over my body if I take...
That's
I'm
good
allergic to
know.
Vitamin C if I eat too much fruit.
Yes, that's not true.
Absolutely. I get itchy hives all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, I can eat an orange, but I can't take, you know, 1,000 milligram vitamin C pills.
That's interesting.
Is it?
Well,
but
no,
you must be allergic
to
things. Okay. Thanks, Lily, for your support. Now,
no,
you,
kidding.
Of course, are not allergic to anything, right?
Of course not. I'm Mexican. You know, I mean, my body is already filled with bacteria, so that's, I have so many, like, antibodies that just you know.
Okay.
They defend
You're
everything.
You're strong. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but what about the other day when I was offering you my hamburger bun?
Oh, well, I'm not allergic, but the thing is that I usually lie about being allergic to sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds?
Yes. I don't like them sometimes.
No?
No. Sometimes I don't like them. In hamburgers, they're okay. But if they're just filled with it, I don't like it.
But why don't you just say, no thanks, I don't like sesame seeds?
No, because I want to make them understand that I really don't want them.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm allergic, so please be careful. So they pay more attention.
Okay, yeah.
Because they're scared that you're going to end up in the hospital or something.
Right. If somebody told me that they were allergic to sesame seeds, that would be the end of the conversation. I would just evacuate the sesame seeds from the building.
Exactly.
Okay, before we go, Lily, what is our Spanish pod challenge?
To say you're allergic to something, so you have to say soy alérgico.
Soy alérgico.
Yeah, if they're like offering something that you really don't want to eat, you can say soy alérgico, perdón.
Okay, now that's for dudes. What about if you're a woman?
Soy alérgica.
Soy alérgica. All right, folks, I want you to practice that the next time you don't want something. Just lie and say, I'm practicing my Spanish.
We're so evil.
Yes, we are. Okay, if you would like to ask us any questions or give us any comments or give us any feedback about our evil ways, please come to the website, which is SpanishPod.com. And for now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.